Okay. Here we go.
On the road again.
I worship ceiling cat.
I worship Satan.
The following program contains explicit language and is intended for a mature audience only.
I am the evil that flaps in the night.
I'm F13.
I'm DC.
This is the diabolical sound.
Don't sound too enthused. This is a
hot talk show that we
mellow
do.
Night with DZ and F13, and we will be discussing strange things of the mind, especially involving mice.
No, that won't be happening.
No, it won't.
Wow. Really didn't prepare for the show this week.
So who gives a fuck?
Just kind of off
the
cuff.
This is the sound.
Just
okay?
Flying off the cuff here.
We were talking about pizza in the show.
Yeah.
And I'm pointing my finger very pointed. I don't know why.
Well, because we hand into people's faces. There's just, you know, they like, it's they gets the point across.
Yeah, I guess it does. I was at Zach's pizzeria recently. Have you
now,
ever
where's
there?
Zach's? Is that in Berkeley?
Well, there is one in Berkeley,
right.
But there's also one over in San Ramon, which is where I was.
Okay.
Have you ever had their pizza?
I have. I was actually in a Zach's once and got not only the worst service of that year, I think.
Really?
I rate the service I get, you know, like, oh, this was the worst service I've gotten all year, and that one was the last one that I said, meaning it was the worst service of the year.
That's too
the
bad.
The waiter forgot to bring a utensil.
This was in Berkeley.
This is the one in Berkeley. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Berkeley has its attitude problems.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It really does. The guy spilled water on me.
Really?
Yeah. Like I was just like, oh, dude, I'm seriously gonna kill you.
Wow,
it was pretty bad.
I've never had that experience.
Pizza wasn't bad. The pizza was not bad. But the service was awful. So maybe if you live around here, don't eat in. Just get it to go.
Yeah. We added garlic to our pizza, and we've had the same pizza before, and really good otherwise. We added garlic, and it was just like we're both going, ting. Oh wow.
Yeah.
It was like we were off in a Never Never Land when we added garlic to it because it was fresh minced garlic, and it was like we were like running in the fields like the Sound of Music.
Nice.
That sounds wrong, but it was good pizza. It was really fucking good. Strange. A friend of mine, oh, actually a friend of a friend. They keep sharing this story with me like every year. For some reason, it comes up when we go out to eat.
Right.
But apparently, they were at like one of those Denny's or you know that sort of you know all night sort of eatery.
Of course.
You know, a sit down restaurant. And apparently, this one friend had decided to order one of those apple fritters because he wanted dessert.
Right.
And it was taking a long time, and so the waitress was really apologetic and everything. And
uh-huh.
Finally, comes out to him, you know, and she's like, "Oh, here you go." And apparently, she had like put an effort into getting this to this guy. Well, he takes one bite.
Right.
And apparently it was so hot, he just, not even kind of like tries to just get it out of his mouth because it's too hot. He spits it out right in front of her. Almost like you can almost, in my mind, I keep visualizing him going, patooey.
Just, pah!
Yeah.
Right.
And she apparently had this mortified look on her face.
I'd imagine, yes.
And my friends were like, oh my God. And they apparently left a bigger tip because they were like, we're so sorry for our friend.
So, yeah, I found this thing online. It's called hoodnetwork.com.
Wait a minute. As in the hood?
Just
or hoodie?
In the hood. Hood network. Well, just listen. There's it's kind of like a MySpace to talk shit about people. Like a social networking site.
Well, isn't that like most of those types of sites?
They end up getting used that way, but this one is specifically
for that. Wow.
So,
talkshit.net.
Just go ahead and check this out.
Do you know a nigga that snitched in your town and tried to move away to a different town and start a new life? Put that nigga on
Hood Network.
Man, don't let him snitch on nobody else.
Do you know a girl that got two or three baby daddies and ain't none of them the real baby daddy? Man, put her on
Hood Network.
Have you had a bitch over and when she came over she just smelled foul? Put that bitch on
Hood Network.
And don't let her fuck nobody else sheets up.
Ladies, I know you know some broke ass niggas that drive a fly ass car but still live at home at their mama's house.
Mm-hmm.
Man, put his ass on
Hood Network.
You know what these download brothers? That's on the streets acting hella hard and tough. But when they was in the penitentiary, they was fucking with men. I mean, what they do is they business, but we want to know what the fuck you doing. Force that nigga out the closet, man. Put that nigga on
Hood Network.
Hey, girl, have you fucked any rappers or athletes and you got pictures of y'all at the hotel? You can even blur your face, because we don't give a damn who you are. We just want to know who they are.
Nah, don't put that on there.
Man, fuck that. Put it on there.
Hood Network.
Hotel. Do you know any niggas that got girlfriends that always be out of line by fucking other niggas? But the nigga always bleed a bitch? Put that nigga on
Hood Network.
Man, he need to learn about that shit.
Anyway, do you know a nigga who act like he only fuck with dimes or better, but his main bitch look like straight shit? Put him and her on
Hood Network.
I like her,
did you have to knock a nigga out lately? Did you happen to catch it on camera with your camera phone? Upload the videos and pictures to
Hood Network.
That's good. Evidence against yourself.
You want to see it. Yeah. Write about how you had to glove side that nigga head, too.
Do you know a bitch who swears she is too fly, but her weave is toe back? You know, that shit look like plastic. Like you hit it with a curling iron and it's going to strike melt. Put her on
Hood Network.
Do you know a bitch that be at the club acting like she all Latin, she hella rich, but when you go to her house, she ain't got nothing but a card table, a little ass TV, and hella roaches? Put that bitch on
Hood Network.
Do you know a bitch who only rolls?
Okay, seriously. Oh my God, this goes on.
It goes on and on. So we're just gonna stop it right there. But yes,
go to Hood Network.
Yeah, put it on Hood Network. wow, I checked this out. you guys can check this out for yourselves at hoodnetwork.com. Stop it. You can check it out for yourself.
You seen your mama walk in a motherfucking corner? Put that bitch on Hood Network.
Is your best friend fucking some scandalous ass bitch? You fucking 4 or 5 motherfuckers. I got more dicks up. I ran out of gas. I'm not really.
You catch your bitch, I'll fuck another guy, and you got it on your iPhone? Put that shit on Hood Network.
So yeah, listeners, check it out.
I can't stop, dude.
Check it out for yourself. Hoodnetwork.com.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is fucking America.
Yeah, this right
this
here.
This is America.
That
America.
Is the essence of America right there. Oh, the fact that this kind of thing can be a reality in America, wow, that's amazing.
Words.
You go. Wow. Entrepreneurs, that's all I can say about these people. Entrepreneurs. They recognized a market, you know, like a niche market, people that, you know, the pure, like the people that want this kind of thing, just insane amounts of drama, and just created like a source for it.
Well, you would point it out at like the rate.
Oh, can I just say, if they can monetize this, millionaires.
Oh, fucking.
Millionaires.
Just that speech alone, it needs to be cut a little bit short.
Yeah.
But each little segment was fucking gold.
Yeah, seriously.
They got good writers.
Yeah, they do.
But you would point it out like last year that there's like, I guess, a ratethehooker.com or something like that. What was that called? Where we saw the little person hooker.
Oh, that's not Rate the Hooker. It was like a Bay Area. It's a Redbook. something.com.
Oh, it's totally local, huh?
It's like a local message board for streetwalker enthusiasts
to
rate the hookers like that, like you know, and like pass around their phone numbers. And
have
like,
you ever put in random URLs like that? Like if you looked up, you know, ratethehooker.com, have you ever tried to do that?
You know, back a long, long time ago in like 97, 98 or so, I would sit in front of the computer and just type in random stuff just to see what was a website and what wasn't.
And they're all designed by like Angel Fire and shit like that.
Now, everything has a website.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the web is so big now.
What had happened too is people got smart and they started actually getting the domain names.
Yeah, buying them all up and cyber squatting.
Exactly. And selling them off.
Yeah, you know the Keith and the Girl Show, the biggest podcast in the world? Keith Malley bought SimpsonsMovie.com and kept it and was demanding like $500,000 or something to sell it. And he actually just lost it and got nothing because he was found guilty of cyber squatting or whatever. And like I said, they just took the domain and I don't think he got anything.
Like you don't own the rights to this.
Yeah. Because it's basically technically it's like that's against the law because
like
you're
copyright
using,
infringement.
You're using their copyrighted name. Like if I could have bought Microsoft.com before Microsoft did, but I could prove that like, you know, like maybe like I had a product that was like tissues and it was micro-soft, you know, the micro tissues that are really soft. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then I could technically hold on to it without being, you know, found guilty of cyber squatting. I actually don't know if any of this is true or correct, but if you do, call in and let us know. 206-350-4030.
And if you got a bitch who been cheating on you with your best friend,
put that bitch on Hood Network.
Hood Network. Wow.
Yeah, I heard that and I was like, oh, this is going right on the show. Oh. This is fucking gold. So we didn't
I hurt laughing from that.
Wow. We didn't really go over plus minus. So real quick, plus.
This was a fucking plus. What are you talking about?
The centerpiece of my week. M13 is going to be out on the 20th for a week. So she'll be on the show that weekend. We got to figure out what show we're going to do that weekend and make it pertinent.
But it's still part of Awful August.
Then we'll do the John Waters episode. She's a big fan of Waters.
There you go.
There we go.
And we'll also be seeing some midnight movies that weekend.
Yes, we will.
I know I'll see both of them.
I'll probably just watch
Last Starfighter.
Watch Last Starfighter, yeah.
That's too bad, because I think They Live should be seen on the big screen.
Yeah.
Talk to her.
We'll see. I'll see what she wants to do. If that's what she wants to do,
hey, we can get drunk for that shit, too.
That possibly, yeah. Wait, where is that at? That's going to be at the...
That's local.
At the Parkway Speak? Oh, no, it's
the Chabot Cinema. The Chabot,
okay, right. I'm sure all the listeners out there care about this.
you should, because it's fucking They Live.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And The Last Starfighter.
Okay, that's enough out of you. So our first news story this week is,
HoodNetwork.com.
HoodNetwork. 3 million bees found in a Miami home. 3 million bees.
What the?
A Miami beekeeper said he removed the second largest hive he's encountered in his 20-year career from a home. Beekeeper Adrian Valaro said he was called to remove the hive after three people in the area were stung by the bees. Residents of the house said it had been around for about a year. It was not surprising the bee had stung the local. These are Italian bees, he said. They are a bit aggressive if you bother them too much.
Fuck Africa. It's Italian bees.
Racism. Just pure racism. The beekeeper said the hive, which is large enough to produce 60 pounds of honey, was moved to a bee farm far from the neighborhood. Well, I guess that's good that they didn't destroy it.
I'm trying to visualize 60 pounds of honey.
Yeah, that's a good amount of
honey. You know, they've been talking about how there's been a lot of bees missing lately.
Yeah, right?
Well, and they bring it up in The Happening, too, but ignoring that movie. This is where they all went.
Yeah, they all went to this guy's house.
This little vacation home.
See, that's the thing that I was kind of wondering about. Is hive abandonment just something that happens to beekeepers, or is it happening to hives in the wild? Because if it's just happening to beekeepers, then it's like, you know, fuck them. You know
both,
what I
mean? But it's happened historically. This isn't the first time it's happened.
Right. So basically, the fucking alarmists and fucking...
well, no, let's not look at it that way. It's
we don't out of proportion.
We don't understand exactly why it happens.
But it's happened before.
It has happened before, but at the same time, if they don't come back... The thing is that we haven't heard anything about it in a few months, so it's likely that the bees have come back. I think they just found a vacation home.
Let's see. Florida man rents home from fake landlord. Speaking of finding homes, let's see here. An Ocala man who's been paying $800 a month in rent just learned he's actually been paying a phony landlord. Authorities said Carl Kolpcho was at a gas station in January telling his friends he was looking for a place to live when a stranger approached and offered to help. The man identified himself as Tyrone Grain, obviously fake name. Showed Kupchko the house, and the two signed a lease. Sheriff's office reports the real homeowner called authorities Wednesday to say he suspected someone was living in the house, which was supposed to be vacant. When investigators confronted Kupchko at the home, he told them about Grant located. Kupchko says he hopes to continue renting the home from the real owner and start paying him. Wow. Yeah,
look,
seriously.
Here's a fixer-upper. I found this abandoned home. I'm going to rent this shit out to some stranger. That's awful. People do a lot of things to take advantage of other people. And
seriously?
What the fuck?
Yeah, seriously. Oh. It's like, what the fuck? God damn it, you stupid ass. Like really? I mean, there must have been some way to tell.
Yeah.
There must have been some way to tell. I mean,
well, and the thing is that the real landowner, why weren't you checking your properties? People check your properties.
I guess, but I mean, if you're like the person who, like a real estate mogul or something, you might have a lot to do, and that you might not have the time to be looking in on all.
Well, considering the market now with so many people losing their homes as it is, I could just imagine that something like this happening more often. Too.
And it is Florida, so who knows what kind of wacky shit's happening in all these people's lives on a day to day basis. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, Florida, you are what's wrong with America. Okay, enough about that story. Let's see. Next, it pays to go in a public toilet. Let's see. New Delhi, India. It pays to use a toilet in southern India as residents are earning close to a dollar by using public urinals. A scheme launched by authorities to promote hygiene in rural areas. Dozens of people are queuing up to use toilets in Muzaffarpur, a remote town in Tamil Nadu state, where authorities have succeeded in keeping street corners clean with the new scheme. So basically, people in India, or in this part of India anyway, let's not, make sweeping generalizations, have pissed on the street. It's pissed on the street, like, historically, you know, like, just, you know, they just do it. But yeah, so they're creating these public urinals where they pay people to use them. And so they've stopped pissing on the street.
Oh, I thought the story was going to go... I haven't read this, but I was thinking it was going to go along the lines of, you know, they have these cards and there's a way of actually translating urine into energy.
Well, no, they're actually gathering the urine up for testing. It doesn't say for what, though, what kind of testing, but it's just, you know, for testing. I don't know.
Secret urine testing in the government.
Sounds like a scheme, yeah. Hmm. A plot. Well, let's not focus on that. Let's just go with how fucking disgusting are you people pissing on the fucking corners? India, you are what's wrong with America.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I. All right, let's see. Next on the list, sticking with the urine theme, urine bottles, another result of high fuel prices. Police say there's been an alarming rise in urine-filled plastic bottles found along a three-mile stretch of Interstate 84 in eastern Oregon. Well, I mean, it is Oregon we're talking about. Ugh.
What else do you have to do up in Oregon?
A litter crew for the Oregon Department of Transportation picked up an estimated 200 to 300 urine-filled plastic bottles along the highway, about half of which were found in a short stretch dubbed Three Mile Hill.
Oh,
do you know where that is?
No, but I think I know what's going on. People don't want to stop because,
right,
you know, because, you know, it uses up a little bit more gas.
Yeah. Police say that the drivers, particularly commercial trucks, are typically driving very slowly through the area. Police think that the price of fuel may be causing drivers to travel slower than normal to save fuel, while at the same time passing rest stops or rest areas or truck stops. Under Oregon law, properly disposing of human waste is a misdemeanor, which can carry a fine of up to $250. Now, for normal people and gas prices, whatever, but for truck drivers, come on, let's be honest. The reason they're not stopping is because the quicker you get your load to its destination, the more you get paid.
Right.
Which is why they take speed and no-dos and shit to stay awake. Not to say that, you know, I'm not talking shit about truck drivers. I'm sure they're the salt of America, whatever.
Samurai, let us know.
Low. Truck drivers and urine bottle people, you are what's wrong with America.
Yeah, that's one hell of a way to market recycling of bottles.
Let's see.
Wow.
I know, really. I have no idea what to even say about that.
As long as they're not finding shit.
Yeah, doo-doo, I think I'd be like, all right, I need a new profession. I need to change jobs. Fuck this. Dallas police find cocaine in car used by officers. Police didn't have to go far to find $400,000 worth of cocaine. It was in an undercover car they'd been driving for 2 months. An officer cleaning the car at a patrol station Wednesday discovered the nearly 50 pounds of coke carefully hidden in hydraulically controlled compartments. These compartments have recently been more and more popular with drug operations. They said police put the two-door black finish Infiniti into police service in May 7th after seizing it at a drug house. It had been found in a drug house earlier this year. Oh, okay, so it was a car that they seized during a drug raid, and they started using it for undercover work, and they accidentally found fucking a big grip of cocaine stash.
You know, you can get these at police auctions, seized vehicles and other things like jewelry, etc.
I've heard of that, but the listings cost money, which is how the people promoting it make money. So I've never actually checked it out.
Right. I haven't gone to one, but I've just heard, you know, people being able to get like nice cars for like no money whatsoever. You know what would be amazing?
What's that?
You buy one of these cars and you find 50 pounds of fucking cocaine. What would you do? How would you respond?
That'd be tough.
You're just like you close the door like really hard, you slam it, and all of a sudden this hydraulic thing activates and this fucking cocaine falls out. What? How blown would your mind be at that point?
Seriously, that would be really tough to handle because it's like, okay, on the one hand, 50 pounds of fucking of yayo, that's like, well, that's a lot of fucking money there. But it's like, again, it's like, it's kind of like being a fence for stolen goods. It's like, well, there's not really much I can do here except, you know what I mean? It's like, there's no safe way to get off 50 pounds of cocaine.
Give it to some truck drivers.
Truck drivers prefer speed. Thank you. And, wow, I don't know. I would probably just party for a few months.
Oh, shit.
I have a feeling that party would end with me saying, meet the fucking bad guy, huh?
You would be receiving a phone call from me going, I don't know what to do.
Man.
Dude, slow down. What's going on? I just found 50 pounds of coke. And you know what? It was in the compartment. It was just in the car.
I just found like 50 pounds of coke. Wait. No, 45 pounds of coke.
Because I'm a big guy.
Seriously, you fucking seize a car from a drug raid and you don't fucking strip it down and, you know, make sure that there's not like a bomb or like a gun somewhere.
What part of drug raid did you not understand?
Right. These are like, you know, unsavory individuals. You should be fucking careful with something that you take out of their house. You know, who knows? It's not booby trapped to like, you know, explode or like transport you to an alternate dimension. Don't ask. So, yeah, Dallas police, you are what's wrong with America.
Well, that got a big tear.
Yeah, I was really angry about that one. All right. Forklift helps 700-pound Mexican man take rare outing. Racism. Just pure racism. What's the reason for saying Mexican man?
Oh, I was about to say forklift.
Racism. How dare they say forklift? I'm furious. A 700-pound man.
Well, it's also sexist, too.
No, because he is a man. There's no dispute.
Are you
that.
Sure when you're that overweight?
That's a good point. That's good. He does have luscious tits. Mm, and look at those.
And he doesn't have an Audi anymore.
Giggity. Consider the most obese person. Once considered the world's most obese person, left his home for the first time in 5 months Sunday with the aid of a forklift and a platform truck. Manuel Ribe traveled to the shore of a lake in northern Mexico without ever leaving his specifically designed bed. A forklift hoisted the bed onto the truck, which then hauled him to the lake, where he snacked on fish and vegetables and joked with the local boat operator. Looking at the boatman's small craft, Ribe joked, "Too bad I can't get on it. It would sink. Ha ha ha." Wow. I don't know. Oh, interesting. Here, check this out.
Is there a picture?
Once considered the world's fattest man when his weight hit over half a ton.
Oh, my God.
More than 2 years of steady dieting has helped Uribe drop about 700 pounds. 500 kilograms as of June, 550 pounds. Less than. Okay, I'm totally getting lost here. Here we go. Then his former Guinness World Record weight of 1,235 pounds.
No. Something like this should not be exalted.
Really?
Should not be. Oh.
No, not at all.
Especially made bed. That just means you're acknowledging and accepting.
Well, I mean, if they got the money for it, people are going to do it. That's, you know, whatever. But look at this. Look at it this way. Okay. He used to weigh 1,235 pounds. Okay. Now he weighs 700 pounds. He's lost a fucking shitload of weight.
If like five people.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If he keeps on this, then he's going to. Then I'm like, okay, fuck you, first of all, for getting to that weight. But if you're getting rid of it, you know what I mean? And you're not, you know, like, I don't know. I cannot fucking stand this whole, like, this the fat people complaining about the fatness. You know what I mean? Look at it this way. You're fat because you ate too much food and didn't do enough exercise. That's the bottom line. Unless you've got a glandular problem or some kind of, like, health issue or whatever, you're fat because you're fat of your own volition.
And along with Hood Network, this is another example of America.
You know, fat ass bitch should be wearing tight ass clothes. Put that bitch on Hood Network.
That bitch lose enough weight to be counted as five different people beforehand.
Put that bitch on Hood Network. Okay, seriously, fat people, hoodnetwork.com, you are what's wrong with America. All right. Oh, shit, that fell off the desk.
Yeah, it did. You can't receive.
All right. Grandma arrested for driving with child on roof. Guess what state this is in?
Florida.
Marathon, Florida. Authorities say that a grandmother was arrested for driving around the parking lot of a Marathon grocery with her three-year-old child sitting on the roof of the car.
Wait, in a car seat, I hope?
Well, let's see. Monroe County Sheriff's Office deputies were called to the Publix store Tuesday and arrested a 54-year-old woman after she was driving around with her three-year-old granddaughter on the roof of the car. She was released from jail 15 hours later. The woman said Thursday she would never let anything hurt her granddaughter.
Except herself.
She said she was driving at a snail speed and holding the child's leg.
Oh, my God. She knew.
She knew she was up there. She, like, was letting her have fun doing it or something. I don't know what was going on there. Oh, here it is. Authorities say the woman told police she was giving the child some air and letting her have fun.
Okay, now my grandfather had a Harley when I was little, and I remember being scared that he would pop a wheelie. So right. Anytime that I rode with him, I'd be like, "Grandpa, don't pop a wheelie, please."
Did you ever see him do it?
No, I never saw him do it. It was just in my mind.
Did he do it?
No, he didn't. It was a Harley. Okay. Harleys aren't, you know, the easy.
Oh, right,
the easiest
did
bikes
that.
To do things like that.
Right.
So, but in my mind, I always related popping wheelies with, you know, motorcycles.
Right.
And I was
always
like, "Grandpa, please don't do it." You know, and he just kind of laughed. And was like, "Don't worry." But you know, to put your grandchild on the roof of a
car. Hey, kid, you want to have some fun? Plop.
I don't like visiting Granny Gretchen because she puts me on a roof. Kid, you're talking crazy. Puts you on a roof.
She doesn't put you on any roof. Mom, wow. is it natural for a 45-year-old man to try and have sex with my mouth? Oh, my God, Timmy, what the hell's going on with you? You're going right to church and talking to Father O'Houlihan. No, that's where all this started. I don't even know where that came from. Let's see. Alexandria, Louisiana, two arrested after using barbecue pit as weapon. A man and a woman found a new use for a barbecue pit, one that landed them in jail. An argument over whether a third guest should stay in the house got so heated that...
Give me the money or you get the barbecue pit.
The woman picked up the barbecue pit and hit the man over the head with it.
Whoa. If a bitch know how to take someone out with a barbecue pit...
Put that bitch on Hood Network. The man picked up the barbecue pit and returned the favor and hit the woman in the head with it, police reported.
Wow, this sounds like something I would see over in Oaktown.
Yeah, police, well, it's in Alexandria, Louisiana, so it's kind of the Oakland of Louisiana. Well, Louisiana is kind of the Oakland of Louisiana.
Of the state, wow.
the man was booked on charge of aggravated battery, and the woman was booked with aggravated battery and simple criminal damage to property valued less than $500 because it was his barbecue.
I was about to say it must have been his.
So he can damage it all he wants, and yeah, good point. I'd really like to
say... Oh, what a fucking bonus charge.
I know, isn't it? It's great. It's like, not only did she hit me with the barbecue, but she hit me with my barbecue. Yeah, seriously, like, I can't, there's no words for that. There are no words to describe the level of trash you have to be at to hit someone with a barbecue pit.
What's your trash level today?
I think it's barbecue pit level, so watch out. Might be barbecue pit time.
Wow.
Don't make me go get the Weber.
You got to be careful of people who live in trailer parks, because I lived in one.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. So,
wow, this has been a fucking crazy sound, dude.
On that note,
you are about to hear from the man, the myth, the legend himself, DZ. DZ. DZ.
I'm a little pubic glass.
DZ. DZ. DZ.
She had a hair on her butt cheek.
DZ. DZ.
The master of the guillotine.
DZ.
All right, so what you got for us this week?
Well, first of all, it was kind of an interesting week. I just came back from hearing you smack your lips, and I have to say, I give it a thumbs down.
Sorry.
I came back from my vacation this week, so this is my first full week of work, though it really wasn't, because what happens is when I have to work a Saturday, I get a day off during the week. So
right.
I had to work this Saturday, blah. But we also had like a special, for my management position, a little special day off to go do something. We went bowling, and then we had, you know, lunch at this nice restaurant local.
So you get the day off provided you hang out with your coworkers?
Well, no, people from other branches. So it's not my coworkers. It's just other people who are in the same position that I am from the region. So I essentially had a weekend off and, paid in the middle of the week. So it was kind of like a weird week back.
Right, yeah.
I'm back
to
work.
Well, it was good to transition yourself back into work with kind of like a soft, you know, like no impact work week.
But in my industry, Mondays are the fucking soul crunching. Doesn't matter how long you're on vacation, you're still you're going to lose all that relaxation kind of day. Mondays are like that.
Oh, right.
And it happened. So, whatever.
Hang in there, baby.
That's my plus minus, was that work was kind of cool in the middle and sucked at the beginning. So,
right.
You know, whatever. But what was really strange is that since I did work on Saturday, for some reason it translated over into Sunday. So when I got a call this morning, I bolted up. You know, it was a friend of us calling me, wanted to hang out. I bolted up and I was like, holy shit, I'm late, because it was like at 10 a.m. and I was supposed to be at work at 8:30.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, holy shit. And then I'm like, wait. I fucking worked yesterday. So I'm good. You know? So it just kind of threw me off. But
yeah.
Anyway, let's not talk about work, as I have to do that tomorrow. Well, I found it interesting that I received an issue of Scientific American Mind this week. And there's this strange, research into mice. Actually, there's a bunch of research involving mice because they're genetically similar to humans, blah, blah, blah. So whatever they study on them, they're intending to study on us later on. Anyway, the noises that mice make, I'm just going to read like this little paragraph here. In addition to audible squeaks, mice produce ultrasonic noises, squeaks so high that humans cannot hear them. Males sing a complex song during sex and squeak when they are tickled. Females chirp when around other females, as they do, and mouse pups squeak when their mothers abandon them. These vocalizations transform as the situation changes, too. Male mice squeak more frequently as they get closer to ejaculation, and female mice make a ruckus when the female playmates have chocolate on their breath. Mice talk dirty during sex.
Well, what you had said earlier was like what they study on mice, you know, they're planning on studying on humans. So how pointless is this? Okay, here, scientists, I'll give you an insight into me. Yes, I talk dirty during sex. I'm sure nobody wanted to hear that, but there it is. Yes, I squeak much more quickly when approaching orgasm.
I put my hand over, you know, the other person's mouth. I'm kind of like, I just want it quiet. Shut the fuck up.
That was easily the creepiest thing I think I've heard this year yet. Like, you, listeners, you should really see how pale my face just went when he said that, because I could really imagine him on top of some poor unassuming soul going, God, shh, quiet, it's all right. Just one more second. Shh, shh, it's all going to be over in a second. Don't worry about it. Shh, don't fight it. Just let it happen. Shh.
I'm not talking, though.
Right, it's just that evil goes right through your stare, I understand. So, what was the thing about female mice chirp all crazy when
they're around other female mice?
But with chocolate on their breath?
Apparently, chocolate is a known
aphrodisiac.
Yes, a known aphrodisiac. It also has other benefits. I think it produces dopamine in the brain.
Yeah, it does.
It definitely affects the pleasure center of the brain. By the way, this all relates to dopamine levels found within the brain, so that it's,
right,
you know, it has an effect and causes vocalizations. Anyway, so apparently, if one female mice smells chocolate on the breath of another female mouse, it kind of makes them go chirp, 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 chirp. And I'm wondering if that's sort of like saying, give me some, bitch.
Right. Like, what's that? Where'd you get it?
You notice that we listen to that you know,
Hood Network,
and we're saying bitch like all over the place. Yeah, I know, really.
Like, what's going on with that? Man. It's it's uncharacteristic.
Yes. So I just think that's a fascinating study, because it's like, wow, you know, humans aren't the only things that talk dirty. Now it makes me wonder, it's like, what do bats, you know, because bats, you know, use ultrasonic sounds and noises, you know, right, for echolocation. What do they like during sex? It'd be like, shit, you're piercing my skull with that noise.
Boom. Boom. Well, I guess that's really something there.
It's kind of wild. And I think it's, you know, it was kind of neat that, you know, I came across this when we happened to be covering Meet the Feebles this week. It's like,
yeah,
wow.
Definitely. So what about Isaac Hayes and what's his name?
Bernie Mac.
Wow.
What about? What the fuck?
Yeah. That's okay. Crazy.
So I'm at work, and one of my coworkers says, yeah, I just heard from one of our clients that Bernie Mac died. And I was like, Bernie Mac's not that old. What the fuck?
Well, I looked it up. He died of pneumonia, complications because of pneumonia. And it's like, pneumonia?
What are we in? Where was he in, like, a third world country?
I know. It's like, did he die of typhoid? Maybe there was a smallpox? Yeah. Did he catch bubonic plague?
If I'm not mistaken, there's been other, you know, celebrities who have died of pneumonia, and you just kind of go, how?
I know. How do you die of pneumonia? I mean, maybe there's like a strain of pneumonia that's like the killer pneumonia.
What it's possible, what's not being said, is it could have been like walking pneumonia, and that's actually more dangerous. I've you know, a friend of mine actually had that, and he says, yeah, that was some scary shit finding out that I was sick all this time.
Right, yeah.
You know, he didn't know it. So I'm wondering, and, you know, celebrities, just like anybody else, can be workaholics.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's completely possible he just overlooked it and was like, oh, no, I'll deal with, you know, these sniffles or whatever later. Or maybe it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's a goddamn shame. He was a really good comedian, and I really enjoyed his comedy a lot.
And he was only 50.
Yeah, seriously. What's that all about? And then Isaac Hayes also died. And, you know, I mean, it's a shame when anybody dies. But, I mean, the Church of Scientology had his brain so scrambled up at that point. It's like, you know what? He just needs to, you know, it's better this way.
Wasn't he the voice on South Park for
Chef? He was the voice of Chef on South Park. I mean, he hadn't been in a long time because of that whole Scientology stir-up thing.
Scientology.
Yeah, seriously.
It will cut your life short.
It really will. So, but that's the thing.
But Isaac Hayes, back in the day, man, he was the man. He was the shit.
You think maybe he was trying to get out of the church and they had him killed?
You know, they probably used one of their strange laser rays.
Because there's a reason for his death has not been released yet. All that's been released is police say that it doesn't appear there was any foul play.
Where was Tom Cruise? He's been missing.
Tom Cruise has?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He was killing Isaac Hayes. That's
he
where he's
pulling
been.
A Mission Impossible on him, motherfucker. Suddenly we became a celebrity fucking gossip talk show.
I know. Seriously, what the fuck happened to us? I don't even know what I want. It's terrible. But yeah, so I don't know. It just seems like, you know, okay, so they say they die in threes. Who's next?
Who's next?
That's what I want to know.
Let it be Eddie Murphy.
That'd be,
he just kind of needs to go.
Yeah.
I think it's his time.
I think it is time. Listeners, call in with who you want to die next. let us know. Who do you want off the list of life next? Give me your pick. You want Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm going to say, well, what's his name? Just cheated death. The guy in Dark Knight with the wisdom dots.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman just cheated death. Did you know about that? He was in a car accident.
Oh, that's right. He was in a car accident. And then didn't he get a divorce like shortly after?
Did he?
Yeah, there was something about the talk of divorce shortly following this crash.
I don't know about that. It just happened.
Yeah. You know what?
It was very recent.
He did a trade-in. He was like, I'll give you Bernie Mac and let's throw in Isaac. Isaac Hayes.
I'll give you Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes, but you are not taking
my soul.
Wait, he makes the deals now? I was talking about someone else. It was like God and the devil talking or something.
But he played God in that fucking Jim Carrey film.
Oh, boy.
Bruce Almighty.
Okay. Anyway.
Dude, I would make a deal with Morgan Freeman.
So yeah, listeners, call in and let us know who you want to die next.
Please don't let it be Sam Jackson.
Please,
he entertains.
He does entertain. You know, Isaac Hayes may have been past his, you know, prime of usefulness, but Bernie Mac was not. He was still a funny motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I don't even know what to say.
You know, Eddie Murphy doing Disney films too.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy really kind of sucks now. Like, he's really past the point.
I don't want him to suck any more. That's why if he were to pass away, he'd be like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go back with the fonder memories of Saturday Night Live, 48 Hours, and those.
Right, yeah. Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. Ignore 3.
I don't know. I don't remember Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Really?
Not really, no.
With Bridget Nielsen?
Yeah, sure. This has been the Diabolical Sound. Thank you very much for joining us.